Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
What's up? What's up? Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue closing day. And today's episode features episode 87 with Jessica Myers. And in the episode, Jessica talks about what it was like to become a hotel owner. But the dope part is that she didn't do it by herself. You know, she was able to do it with a group of people. And in this clip, we're going to unpack what it's like to go into a deal with a group of people and how to close the deal. And some of the nuance of what it's like to own a hotel versus more of the residential real estate game. So, yo, get your pen and pad out. This is a dope, dope, dope story. Here we go. Let's get into it. Jessica Myers from episode 87.
What were some challenges that you experienced along the way before, you know, everything was closed and kind of squared away?
Well, I will say, like I said, it was a down market. Mm-hmm. So talking about investing during a very turbulent time, even there was a period, my entire family, you know, they work in a family business and they all caught COVID. So it very much hit home what was going on and the situation. So working through that, people were losing jobs, but we were able to help save jobs. Wow. So that was very hard too, to go in the midst of a pandemic and we don't know what's next, but to take the vision and stay headstrong and let others know like, hey, we got you. We ain't gonna let you fall. This is us. We're gonna put on our gear and we're gonna march through turbulent times to achieve the unthinkable. That was a very hard thing, to be headstrong for community and saving jobs, saving the deal, and really making it pop in a time where a lot of people were losing their shirt.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, kudos to you. I mean, it was quite a time to be investing. And I'm sure it wasn't easy getting other people on board, to your point, just with all the uncertainty. So, I mean, huge hats off to you two and the whole team for being able to pull that off.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a team effort. There is no I in team. There is no way that this deal happened without any of the players that were a part. And I definitely acknowledge that, especially with a lot of the other elements that were going on that each of us had. It was definitely a team effort to come together and cool, where I'm weak, you're strong. And where you're strong, I may be weak. That's why it's important to partner with someone that has complementary skills, mm-hmm. that has what you don't and can bring it to the table so that no matter what, we're getting through this. No matter what the circumstances that are going on around you, you have the resources or access to someone that does to help you get through any trial that may come up.
Definitely. Definitely. So you, one thing you mentioned quite a bit during the interview is buying undervalued assets. And so when it came to this hotel, of course, you know, it was undervalued. Is there anything else with this particular one that you're like, all right, I think this is the one. I think this is the one that we can, you know, successfully take down.
Well, like you said, just the undervalued asset, like normally on retail, it may have gone for 11 to 14 million, but now we're able to acquire it for less than that. And that is the beauty of finding an undervalued asset. And it's like the numbers make sense. Like I mentioned, you look at the now, like, if I hold on to this, this is a long run game. This isn't a short run, because this is definitely something that these deals don't always come up unless you're in tumultuous times. And we were able to seize the opportunity. And, you know, it's about creating those relationships. When you have the relationships, you know, with the people who know the people who, you know, are making the magic happen, or bringing the deals together in the background, that's where, you know, making those connections and establishing those relationships that helps you to be the one on the forefront to come in and salvage and, you know, take over the deal.
Absolutely. So something I was thinking about, so, you know, like, let's say a single family house, right? You're looking at the rent, you look at whatever your expenses are, and to see what your cash flow is. I would imagine, like with the hotel, you're probably looking at like how often rooms are filled, how much money you're bringing in at the bar, at the restaurant, all the different revenue sources, like probably travel.
Yeah, it's multi-layered depending upon the type of hotel that you get. Mm-hmm. And we don't have a full service hotel. You know, we have the breakfast bar, things like that. There's no restaurant inside, but we do look at multiple ways of generating income. And it's not just, like you said, through the rumors. So that's where you get creative. That's where you bring in, you know, an operator that helps to, you know, hey, this is how it happens. This is how we stabilize these type of projects all across the country. And this is what we're going to do here. And that's what you have to do. You have to understand how to stabilize the asset so it cuts the bleeding and now turn it around. And that's the point of finding an undervalued asset that you can put capital into, you can put investment into. And the same room that was renting for $60 a night is now renting for $75 a night, is now renting $100 a night as you gradually make improvements.
Got it. So it seems like it's similar to a property in that as the rooms are upgraded or the hotel is upgraded, you can then accordingly adjust the room rates as well.
Yes. That's just like just like you would a renovation, just like you would a single family home, except the same amount of work you're able to put in a commercial project and you have exponential results. And that's what she was able to help me to understand, like, what you're doing over here, you can multiply it in the commercial space. And that's what we were able to do.
So where is the hotel located?
In El Reno, Oklahoma.
Got it. Can you tell us more about the town or the city? It's my first time hearing of it.
So actually, it's a small city just outside of Oklahoma City.
Oh, cool.
And more importantly, it's 2 hours away from Tulsa, Oklahoma. When I tell you to understand, I didn't look for it on the map. The deal presented itself, but to know that we own in a place that our ancestors couldn't even walk through the front door, that meant more to me than anything, is to understand the impact we're able to have in ownership in that community, not far from Black Wall Street.
Definitely. That's powerful. So what's it been like since then? Is like when you all purchased the hotel, was it already operating or was it one that you brought back?
Yes, it was already up and operating when we purchased it. So we just came and brought new energy, because obviously, taking over from one management company to another, it definitely needed new life, new energy. We were able to bring in a fresh team, even though the team there, they were very, resilient, and they worked through hard times. Going through a pandemic, they were saying, a storm took out the electricity for a while, but they were able to help the residents, be okay. They bought flashlights out of their own pocket, just to make sure that everything was still flowing smoothly. That's how passionate they were. And just seeing their passion for what we were building, it was phenomenal.
Got it. That's cool. So what does the future look like just in terms of like hotel investing or other investing? I guess as we've gone through about 7 months of the year, like what are some thoughts that you have about what you think is next?
I'm just continuously, like, the more we're talking about opportunities, the more our communities are connecting. I feel these platforms have opened up for me to connect with some beautiful people with wonderful visions. And it's continuously working with individuals to build communities, bring the capital partners together to invest in our communities. The opportunities are coming. Opportunities are flowing. There are so many people with visions of what they want to do with land and property, and ownership is rising. So I'm just excited to continue to be in the middle and be a catalyst for these things to take place, to continue to work with investors, to look at and understand opportunities within their cities, to understand, certain cities that we can come together and we can partner on. Like, I just purchased 6 properties in Brunswick, Georgia. There are other opportunities down there. The more we come in together, the more we can do an impact and really change a community. We create our own comps. We create our own values in these communities that they once told us there was no value. Where it was once known Brunswick was the backdrop for hate crime the last few years. Mm-hmm. But now we're able to change the narrative. Now we're able to empower community and replicate that all across the country. That is the most exciting part.
Definitely. And what tips would you give to someone who's interested in exploring the hotel space and investing there? What are a couple of tips you would give someone who's just green? Maybe they just heard this interview, like, oh, that sounds interesting. How in the world do I get started? Like, what am I supposed to be doing?
For one, any industry that I started to go into, I always started with networking. I always, like when I first got into media, I was going to networking events, networking events. When I switched over and got into real estate, networking events, networking events. Always surround yourself with the community you wish to join, because then you start to pick up their patterns. Then you start to understand their habits. You see how they move. You see how to emulate where you're looking to go. Because most people, you know, you got your friend who's like, nah, girl, let's go party tonight. Instead of, well, maybe I wanted to play cash flow tonight. So now you start to surround yourself with more like-minded individuals. And then, you know, as you continue to meet, start setting up informational interviews. That's how I started doing informational interviews. That's how I built mentors. That's how, you know, I connected with people that were where I wanted to be. That's how I started to understand how they make moves. Now I understand what associations are you a part of. Do you have anyone else that you suggest I meet with and connect with? And this is how you start to position yourself to find deals. This is how, by networking, by connecting with the right players, that's how you start to get in the midst. But you have to do the work. You have to get out and build the relationships. And that's how you can have the collaborative effort into accomplishing your goal.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's B-R-E-D Podcast. Until next time.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.